you now. I think a poem from my first book, a poem called A True Story, which is in a syllabic form. I used to write a lot in syllabics, so I don't do terribly much any longer. It really is a true story, actually, though you may not think so. It's written in syllabics, but it will sound exactly, I think, as if it's written in prose. A true story. When the British Association for the Advancement of Science held its annual meeting one year in East Anglia, no one could think what to feed them on. It appeared from previous experience in County Durham that members consumed an enormous quantity of sandwiches. How were the hundreds of visiting scientists to be fed? The problem was finally solved by the inspiration of a Norfolk poacher, who suggested, at a public meeting in the town hall at Norwich, the employment of their local pest, the coypew rat. He claimed that between two layers of freshly cut bread, a thick slice of coypew tasted quite delicious. And it proved so. At any rate, the sandwiches were bought and eaten in extraordinarily large numbers. The plain bread seemed to set off the unusual taste of the dead rodent. Indeed, a group of younger men from the biology section dissected the furry beasts with a view to assessing just why. Altogether, it was a great success for the quality of willingness to experiment, as the countryman aptly said. Yeah, you don't think it is true. I can see, even in the darkness, I can see from your faces that you think I made it all up. You don't believe it's a... I don't have that kind of imagination. I really couldn't. It has to be true.